I remember one time I went to China and had some sharing with the brothers and sisters there.
交通完的时候, 有一个弟兄就跑来跟我说,
and after my sharing, one of the brothers came and spoke to me.
啊, 他说你在台上的时候很用力啊,
he said, you use a lot of strength when you're speaking.
啊, 我不好意思跟他说, 我是从小练中国功夫的,
and I said, I have trained in Kung Fu ever since I was young.
不是我要很用力啊,
it's not that I want to use a lot of my strength.
但是功夫的底子还是在的,
but the foundations are there.
所以呢, 无形之中呢,
and unknowingly, the strength is exposed.
但是弟兄姊妹,你们离我的距离还有一点,
and you're still at some distance from me.
所以我用力的时候,
so if I speak loudly, do not be afraid.
我还没有到那个程度,
I'm not that quite strong yet.
但盼望我们在主里面,
we pray that this morning, the Lord, that we're all close to one another.
差不多在1890年 有一个小镇, 在美国有一个小镇,
in the 1890s, it's a small town in the United States.
他们当地呢, 是以屠宰业为主的一个小镇,
it's an agricultural town.
那么有一个这个屠宰公司的老板,
and one of the owner,
他一生呢, 辛勤的工作,
and he was diligent in working.
早上大概4点多就起床了,
and about 4 o'clock in the morning he woke up.
然后简单用一点早餐, 他就到这个屠宰的地方, 看看这个猪啊, 这个牛啊, 是不是按着就是程序啊, 就是进行屠宰,
and after a quick breakfast he would go to his farm and check out the animal.
那么晚上呢, 就辛勤工作一天, 他们9点钟回到家,
and at around 9 p.m. after a day's labor he returned home.
然后吃一顿丰盛的晚餐,
and he had a bountiful supper.
然后就马上就上床睡觉,
and he went quickly to sleep.
然后第二天早上呢, 就是4点多再起来,
and second morning the same thing happened, same thing repeats.
他工作了好几年的时间就赚了不少钱,
and for many years he has acquired a great wealth.
有一天, 他去世了,
and one day he passed away.
那么小镇的报纸上就刊了头条的新闻,
and the newsletter for the town had this title.
他就说某某某某某某啊,
and such as so and so,
我先用英文讲啊, he died a millionaire. 他死的时候呢, 是一个百万富翁, 刚好那一天呢,有位传道人从这个镇上经过,
and that day evangelist passed by.
那他也看了这个报纸的头条新闻,
and he saw this headline news.
他说我有不同的解读,
and he said I have a different interpretation.
我也用英文先说一次, he died nothing. 他死的时候一无所有,
and the evangelist's interpretation was he died nothing.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个就是我们人对死亡的认识。
And brothers and sisters, this is our understanding towards death.
就不管你生前是怎么样,
it doesn't matter how you have lived your life.
你永远有一个关口, 你是越不过的。
And there's a gate that you cannot pass.
而且到了这个关口之后, 什么都结束了。
And after this gate, all things have come to a termination.
无论你活着的时候是怎么轰轰烈烈的,
and no matter how you lived your life,
无论你的事业, 你的成就是怎么样,
whether your work and your accomplishment, you've done much.
但是你到死的时候,
and when you come to death,
就没有了,
and it's all come to its end.
这就是那一天发生在耶路撒冷主耶稣被钉死之下的那一天, 门徒们所认识的。
And this is what the disciple understood that day when Jesus died in Jerusalem.
因为自有人类以来, 就没有一个人从死里面复活。
And since the days of man, none has resurrected from the dead.
虽然主耶稣在上十字架之前, 一次两次, 三次, 多次跟门徒说, 我要死, 并且第三日复活。
Though Jesus many times spoke to the disciples that I will die, yet I will resurrect.
但是当主耶稣死的时候, 大家所记得的都是前半段主耶稣所说的话,
but when Jesus passed away, all they could remember what Jesus said prior to those words.
就是我要受苦, 我要受文士法利赛人, 长老许多的苦,
that I will suffer under the hands of the Pharisees and the lawyers,
并且被杀,
and I will be killed.
第二段话就完全记不得了,
and the second half they all forgot.
主耶稣每一次讲这句话的时候, 他总是说, 第三日我要,
and every time Jesus spoke of his death, he always said, on the third day I will rise again.
所以那一天发生在耶路撒冷外面, 哥哥他上面, 十字架上面被钉的耶稣,
so that day when Jesus was crucified on Golgotha,
是一件轰轰烈烈的大事啊。
It was indeed a great thing.
经上记着说, 耶路撒冷全城的人都知道这件事啊。
And the scripture says all in Jerusalem knew of this matter.
在那个时候这不是一件简单的事情。
In those days, it's not a simple thing.
哪一个人死的, 耶路撒冷全城, 大概有100多万的人都知道呢。
And about a million people knew that this person had died. But God has this beautiful plan.
But
God wants to know that Jesus Christ indeed is crucified. But man's understanding rested there. But God's wisdom surpassed all this.
神的智慧不是说只让人知道耶稣基督被钉在十字架上死了。
And God's wisdom did not end at knowing Christ, Jesus Christ died on the cross.
神还要叫他从死里复活。
But God will cause him to rise from the dead.
门徒们没有办法相信。
The disciples cannot believe it.
信不来。
And they just cannot grasp it.
只有这一位复活的耶稣亲自向他们显现。
Until Jesus resurrected and appeared to them.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们每一件事情跟神有关的, 都是神的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, everything in our lives is related to God and it is God's grace.
你信不来吗?
Can you believe that?
是的, 但是神要向你显现。
Though you may not, but God will appear to you.
你只能接受到耶稣为我们钉十字架吗?
Can you only receive Jesus dying on the cross for us?
你信不来主耶稣从死里复活吗?
And you, it's hard for you to believe that Jesus is resurrected.
主耶稣向我们显现。
And he will appear to us.
复活的那一天晚上, 主耶稣向门徒们显现。
And the night of his resurrection, he appeared to the disciples.
他把他的两只手伸开来了。
And he stretched out his hands.
你们看我手上的钉痕。
And said, behold, the nail prints in my hands.
你们看我肋旁的枪伤,
and come to know the wounds on my side.
你们就知道我真是被钉在十字架上面的耶稣。
And you truly know that I am that Christ that was crucified on the cross.
门徒们看见了,
and the disciples beheld him.
门徒们看见了就信了,
and they saw him and they believed.
他们所有一切的疑惑全部都解开了,
and all their doubts were released.
不再有疑惑了,
and they doubt no more.
心里面满了喜乐,
and their hearts were filled with joy.
心里面也满了惊奇,
and their heart was filled with amazement.
实在来说也真的不知道要如何接受这个事实,
and it is hard for them to accept this reality.
弟兄姊妹,我不晓得在你们,在我们生活生命的里面,是不是有一些事发生,当你知道这是事实,但你还不太能够来面对接受它呢?
Brothers and sisters, I wonder if there are things in our lives that we encounter, and though it is reality, but it's hard for us to receive it.
耶稣从死里复活,
Jesus resurrecting from the dead, it is a great matter. The disciples saw him and they believed.
但是这位复活的耶稣又跟他们以前所认识的耶稣又不太一样。
But this resurrected Jesus was different from the one that they knew. It's not to say that Jesus has changed. But in their experiences in their life, all of a sudden they enter into a new realm. In the past, when Jesus walked with them on earth, they heard him speak all the time. And they could behold him at any moment. And he is right there beside them. And perhaps they could touch him. But now Jesus is resurrected from the dead and it's not the same anymore. It's not that you want to see him on the outside and he appears. It's not that you want to hear his voice and he's speaking right next to you. It's not that you want to touch him, you can touch him physically. It is the same Jesus. The resurrected Jesus. But our experiences in life was completely changed.
到一个不一样, 门徒们真的不晓得要怎么样过生活了。
And it's so different that all of a sudden the disciples did not know how to live their lives.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们被主遇见的时候,
Brothers and sisters, when we're met by our Lord,
我们心里面相信他,
our hearts believe them,
我们里面的疑惑没有了,
and our doubts was removed from within us.
但是主要带我们过另外一个生活。
But Jesus wanted to lead us to live another life.
我们是相信是接受了这位耶稣做我们的主。
We believed on him and we received him as Savior.
很多的时候, 真正说起来, 我们还真的不晓得要过什么样的生活。
But truthfully speaking, a lot of time we still do not know how to live.
我不晓得大家有没有这个难处在。
I don't know if everybody experienced the same difficulty.
对于门徒们来说，这是一个很实在的难处啊。
And concerning the disciples, it is a very real difficulty for them.
以前主耶稣在肉身的时候。
And while Jesus was still in the flesh,
just 跟着他走嘛。
Just follow him.
就是照着他说的去做嘛。
And whatever he told us to do, we'll just go and do.
虽然有时候也是不顺服啊。
And though there are times that we disobeyed,
但是就是这样过生活。
But that's how we lived our day.
大家也不觉得太难。
And it was not all that difficult.
甚至门徒们撇下了他们的所有。
And to the extreme that the disciples forsake their all.
彼得说我撇下所有一切跟随你了。
Peter said, I've forsaken my all to follow you, Jesus.
好像不是很难。
And it seemingly is not that difficult.
现在主耶稣从死里复活了。
But now Jesus is resurrected from the dead.
就不晓得要怎么过生活了。
Yet he did not know how to live anymore.
所以主耶稣不仅仅向他们显现说他已经从死里复活了。
So not only did Jesus appear to them and told them that I am resurrected from the dead.
主耶稣还要向他们显现教导他们怎么样过生活。
But Jesus appeared to them again to teach them how to live.
弟兄姊妹们，我们也是需要主耶稣这样向我们显现。
Brothers and sisters, we too need the Lord's appearing.
不是说我们认识了我们是一个罪人，我们需要主耶稣在十字架为我们舍命流血，付了赎价。
It's not to say that we know that we are a sinner when we understand Jesus died on the cross.And bled and paid the price for us.
那是一个大的显现。
That is a great appearing.
那是一个大的恩典。
That is a great, that is an immense grace.
但是恩典不止这么一点。
But the grace does not end there.
主的显现也不止到这一步啊。
And the revealing of Jesus does not end there.
那是开始。
That is but a beginning.
他们听从了主耶稣，门徒们就往加利利地去了。
And they heard Jesus and they went toward Galilee.
离开耶路撒冷。他们往加利利地去。
And they departed from Jerusalem, they went toward Galilee.
请我们读约翰福音第二十一章。
Please turn to John chapter 21.
我们从第一节读到第十七节。
Verse 1 through 17.
这些事以后，我们一起来读。这些事以后，好，这样好了。我们请弟兄们读单数节，姊妹们读双数节。
Brothers read odd verses, and sisters read even verses.
这些事以后，耶稣在提比里亚海边又向门徒显现，他怎样显现，记在下面。西门彼得对他们说：“我打鱼去。”他们说我们也和你同去，他们就出去上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。耶稣就对他们说，小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说没有。耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说，是主。那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣跳在海里。他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼又有饼。西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条，鱼虽这样多，网却没有破。耶稣就来拿饼和鱼给他们。耶稣从死里复活以后向门徒显现，这是第三次。15到17节，他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？ 彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗，就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。主耶稣已经复活，门徒们相信，也照着他的吩咐到了加利利。
And Jesus already resurrected, and they followed Jesus' command and went to Galilee.
他们还是要过他们的生活。
And they still had to live their days.
那一天，彼得带头就带领他的同伴们一同去打鱼。
And that day, Peter led his companions and they went fishing.
这说到什么？
What does this speak of?
这说彼得过的生活。
That the life Peter lived.
是以前主耶稣遇见他们呼召之前。他们所过的生活。
It was the days how he lived his days before Jesus had called him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们因蒙恩得救之后
，Princess, after we've been saved by grace.
蒙恩得救在主来说是一个召。
Saving by grace, according to the Lord, it is a call.
他预先所知道的人，他就召他们来。
Those whom he foreknew, he has called.
我们这一些都是神所预定的，到了时候，神一个一个寻找我们，并且把我们召了来。
And we've been predestined in the mind of the Lord, and in due time He has called us.
召一个就是要去过不同的生活。
And this call is to call us to live a different life.
以前在中世纪的时候，那个国家打仗，他们怎么样来召他们的军队呢？
In time past, when they're in, while the countries are in war, did you know how they call for soldiers?
本来不是有那么多的军队的，就是每一个男人都在家里面工作或者在田里面工作。
There weren't that many soldiers in the field, and men were working in their house or in their fields.
等到有战事一发生的时候
，And when the war cry comes,
号兵呢、啊、就到各个城市去吹号。
And the trumpeter will go to every town and blow the trumpets.
那所有的男兵一听到这个号声
，And all the men who hears the trumpet sound,
他就知道这是招。
They'll know that it is a call.
国家有招。
The country has a call.
君王有招。
And our commander has a call.
每一个人都要放下自己手上的工作。
And everyone has laid down the work of their hands.
就跟着这个号角兵啊，就往前。
And according to follow the trumpeter and they will move forward.
就要到军营里面去报到。
And to the camp they will register.
主耶稣是招了我们来。
Jesus has called us.
一方面是救了我们。
In one hand, He has saved us.
一方面是召我们要进入他的旨意。
But in the second fold, He has called us to enter into His will.
所以我们蒙恩得救，一方面出来是召我们离开我们旧有的生活，进入新的生活。
When we are saved by grace, we are called to depart from our old lives, enter into a new life.
但是在这里，门徒们他们过的是召以前的生活。
But the life that the disciple lived here is the life before they were called.
你要知道他们已经被召了。
You have to know that they have been called already.
他们已经答应了这个召。
And they have responded to this call.
他们也跟随了耶稣。
And they follow Jesus.
现在他们也相信接受耶稣从死里复活了。
And now they believe and receive that Jesus is resurrected from the dead.
但是他们过的生活是召以前的生活。
But the life that they live is the life that was before they were called.
就是到加利利海去打鱼。
So they went to the Sea of Galilee and fished.
什么叫做旧的生活？
What is this old life?
就是我们神的儿女蒙恩得救之后，我们仍然过在世界上的生活。
Is that when we are saved by grace, we continue in the manners of the ways of this world?
就是我们所走的路也是世人所走的路。
And the ways that we are in is the way of the people of the world.
心里相信耶稣基督从死里复活。
Our hearts believe Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.
理性头脑里面一点差也不迷惑。
And our minds no longer doubt.
但是我们所走的道路跟世人所走的道路几乎没有不一样。
But our ways are no different than the ways of this world.
什么叫做旧的生活？
What is called the old ways of life?
旧的生活就是说从今我还是凭着我的力量我的能力过生活。
I still live by my own strength and my own abilities.
我不是没有智慧。
It's not that I don't have wisdom.
我蒙恩得救之后，我还是用我从前的智慧。
And after I've been saved by grace, I continue to use my own wisdom.
我不是没有计划。
It's not to say that I don't have a plan.
蒙恩得救之后，我还是照着我的计划过生活。
And after being saved, I still live according to my own plans.
这个就是过旧的生活。
And this is to live the old ways of life.
这就是那一天彼得跟他的同伴所过的生活。
And that is how Peter has lived his day when his And how Peter and his companion lived on that day.
到加利利海去打鱼了。
And they went fishing to the Sea of Galilee.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
那一夜他们没有打到什么。
That night they caught nothing.
一条鱼都没有打到。
Not even one.
他们都是职业渔夫啊。
And they are professional fishermen.
打了一整个晚上啊。
And the whole night.
用尽了他们所有的力气。
They fished with all of their might.
用尽了他们所有的技能。
And of all of their wisdom and understanding.
一条鱼都没有打到。
And they caught not even one fish.
为什么？
Why?
因为神又要向我们施恩典。
Because God wants to bestow His grace upon them once again.
我怕我们信了主之后，我们走的道路可能太亨通了。
I'm afraid that after we become saved, our way are still too broad.
主是说，愿你们平安。
Jesus said, "Peace be unto you."
主从来没有说走亨通的道路。
But Jesus did not say, "Walk however you want to walk."
我怕我们在信主之后，我们的道路太亨通了。
I'm afraid that after we've become saved, our ways has been too broad unto us.
我们从来没有经历过打了一整夜的鱼，一条都没有打到。
We've never experienced the fact that we labor all night and we caught nothing.
如果弟兄姊妹们，你打了一整夜的鱼，你一条都没有打到，我要为你感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, if you've labored all night and you caught nothing, I will thank the Lord for you.
你读了这段的圣经，你更要大大的赞美主。
And after reading these scriptures, you will praise God even louder.
因为就在这个时候，耶稣要向你显现。
Because here and now, Jesus will appear to you.
我怕直到如今，我们每次打鱼，我们都打到了。
I'm afraid that every time we go fishing, we've caught something.
我蒙恩得救的时候，我在读研究所。
And when I was saved, I was still in graduate school.
读书对我从小到大不是一件太难的事。
And studying wasn't something difficult for me since my youth.
不是因为说我是很聪明的人。
It's not to say that I am a very intelligent person.
我想是神在我身上有他的恩典在。
But I believe God's grace was upon me.
虽然我那时候我根本也不认识我们这位主。
Though at the time I did not know our Savior.
我在学校读书的时候，我只有一个问题。
When I was studying school, I had only but one question.
为什么有人考不上满分?
And why is it that no one can get a perfect score?
这是我的问题。
That was my question.
所以就是这样子，就是一个学校一个学校，我们就这样子照着时间，就是一层一层上去了。
And school after another school, time after time, I progressed.
来了美国读研究所。
And I came to the States and I began to study on my postgraduate school.
感谢主，在学校还没有开学的时候。主就来找到我。
And before the school began, the Lord found me.
那一天晚上，当我遇见主的时候
，That night when I met Jesus,
我身上所有的重担都卸下来了。
And I lost all the burdens on my back.
我当时是什么重担呢
？What was the burden on my back at the time?
一个刚刚离乡背井，离开了父母亲，我是家里面的独生子。
I was the only son that's departed from my home and from my homeland.
离开了自己所心爱的女朋友，我那时候交了一个女朋友。
And I departed from my girlfriend.
来到美国这个不晓什么地方。
And I came to the States and I did not know what this place was.
人家都说前途无量。
And people saying you have your future is all in front of you.
他们是分量的量，我的是亮光的亮。
And they're speaking in magnitude, mine is in terms of how much I can see.
我就带了一年的学费跟生活费来。
And I only have provision for one year of one school year.
我跟自己讲，我说在这一年之内呢，无论如何一定要拿到奖学金。
And I said within one year I have to obtain a scholarship.
要不然我就卷铺盖，我就回台湾去。
Or else I will pack up and go back home.
那时候学校还没有开学。
And at the time the school hasn't started yet.
我心里面很犹豫。
And I was very heavy with doubts.
我没有把握能够拿到奖学金。
I don't have the confidence that I will have a scholarship.
我在想这一年的钱扎下去到底值不值得。
And I said, this one year of money put into education, is it worth it?
一方面也非常想念我的父母亲。
And I was longing for my parents.
一方面也很思念我在台湾的女朋友。
And I miss my girlfriend quite a bit.
啊，大家都很高兴来了美国，我是背着重担来到美国。
Everybody's so excited when they come to the States, but I had a huge burden on my back when I came.
那一天晚上，我在院子里面走来走去。
That night I was pacing back and forth in the patio.
主显现。
And the Lord appeared.
那一天我遇见主的时候。
And that day when I met Jesus,
一下子我重担卸下来。
All of a sudden, all of my burden came off.
我说这一些思念，这一些忧虑，好像一下子都从我身上移开了。
I said all these thoughts and all these worries, all of a sudden they just left me.
哎，我觉得全身好像非常的舒适。
And I felt so free. It's not to say that I know exactly what I ought to do. It's not to say my environment has changed.
我父母亲, 我的女朋友还远在台湾啊,
my parents, my girlfriend, they're still in Taiwan.
我的奖学金还看不见了,
I cannot even see my scholarship. But for some reason, all my burden fell off.
一下子主耶稣进到里面来,
and Jesus came into me all of a sudden.
复活的耶稣,
the resurrected Jesus. No one told me about him. And nobody told me about the resurrection of Jesus. But Jesus appeared within me.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters, I still did not know how to live my days.
And
it's to say that I do not know how to live a life that, that has Jesus. And I thank the Lord He prepared a scholarship for me. And according to my duty as a graduate student, I worked diligently and I continued my research. And I went to church.
礼拜五查经班,
and Friday night our Bible study.
礼拜天主日敬拜,
Sunday worship.
还有追求聚会,
and the pursue meetings.
但是对于我要怎么样过我 一天24小时占我大半的研究生的生活，我真的不晓得怎么过。
And how to live my days as a graduate student for all the remaining times, I really had no clue.
说得更清楚一点，我从来不晓得我要过一个不一样的生活。
And to be more to clarify with everyone, I really did not know how to live a life that has been called out.
直到有一天,
until one day,
我气力完全用尽了。
And I've used all of my strength.
我的研究再也做不下去了,
and I can no longer continue with my study.
就像那一天彼得他打了一整夜的鱼,一条鱼都没有打到。
Just like that night, Peter fished all night and he caught nothing.
到了一个地步呢,我觉得我只有两条路了。
And I got to the point where I said, there's only, I only have two ways out.
我就跟主说,主啊, 我是一个笨人, 我不适合做研究。
And to say to the Lord, Lord, I am a very stupid person and I'm not fit to have this degree.
第二个,就是里面一个莫名的骄傲。
Or secondly, is this unspeakable pride.
哎呀,我做不出来,世界上的人也做不出来了。
Oh, if I can't do it, no one else can do it.
我们人就是如此的可怜。
And this is how pitiful we are.
我们人就是如此的败坏。
And this is how corrupted we are.
但是这也是主正要拯救我们的时候。
But this is the time when the Lord will save us.
彼得那天带着他同伴去打鱼,打了一整夜,一条鱼都没有打到。
That day, Peter took all of his companions, they went fishing, and they fished all night, they caught absolutely nothing.
怎么办?
What would they do?
发生了什么事?
What happened?
天将亮的时候,
right before the break of dawn,
耶稣站在岸上,
Jesus stood by the shore.
门徒却不知道是耶稣,
but the disciples did not know it was him.
哎呀,弟兄姊妹们,这句话要宝贝。
Brothers and sisters, we got to treasure these words.
主是这样子向我们显现,
Jesus has appeared to us.
在我们不知道他要向我们显现的时候，他早在那里预备好了。
Right when we do not even know that he's going to appear, he's already prepared himself to meet
us. 在我们真的觉得有需要的时候，他比我们还先在那里预备好了。
Right when we have a need, he's already there prepared for us.
主耶稣向他们显现,
and Jesus appeared to them.
主耶稣说话,
Jesus spoke.
主耶稣做事,
Jesus worked.
但是就是一件事情没有做,
but there's one thing that Jesus did not do.
就是没有让他们认出他的外貌就是耶稣。
Jesus did not allow them to know from the outwardly that it is Jesus himself.
这是主耶稣第三次向他们显现。
This is the third time that Jesus revealed himself to them.
我们记得在第一次跟第二次的时候, 他们都是眼睛看见, 清清楚楚看见了耶稣, 才认他,接受他是复活的主。
And the first time and the second time Jesus appeared to them, they beheld Jesus with their own eyes, and they accepted Jesus as the risen Christ.
这是不一样了。
This time is different.
你再怎么看,你也看不见是耶稣。
And no matter how you behold him, you cannot recognize it as Jesus.
那个船跟岸上的距离很远啊。
The distance is quite far.
天又是将亮的时候,
and it's at the break of day.
以距离来说, 以光线来说, 你看不见他是耶稣。
And in terms of distance and the amount of light, they cannot make of Jesus.
那主耶稣怎么向门徒们显现?
And how did Jesus appear to himself?
怎么知道是耶稣显现?
How did they know it was Jesus?
主耶稣说话,
Jesus spoke.
主耶稣做事了,
Jesus did something.
因他所说的话, 因他所做的事,
by what he said and by what he did, 门徒们就认出他是耶稣。And the disciples knew that it was Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，这对我们是一个大的拯救。Brothers
and sisters, this is a great salvation unto us.
开始叫我们脱离我们对环境上面的依靠。That
we will lay aside our reliance in terms of circumstance.
开始叫我们离开我们在知识里面的明白。And
that we may forsake our understanding within our knowledge.
开始认识这位住在我们里面的主。But
to know this Jesus that dwells within.
开始认识这位住在我们心灵最深处的这位主。To
know this Jesus who lives in the depth of our heart.
开始从里面向我们说话。Begin
to recognize his voice from within.
开始叫我们熟悉他的作为。That
we may be familiar with his ways.
彼得认出他是耶稣啊。Peter
knew it was Jesus.
不过是 约翰讲了一声是主啊。
John said, it is the Lord.
我想那七个门徒站在那里，可能每一个人心里面都觉得，哎，是主，这没有一个人敢讲。
And I think everybody who's standing there saying it's probably Jesus, nobody dared to say anything.
当一个人一讲的时候，
But when one spoke,
所有的人都复活了。
And everybody came alive.
但是， 这是彼得的动作快。
Peter reacted.
马上呢，把衣服一束啊，跳在海里面就游到主耶稣那里去。He
took on his outer garment, he put it on, he jumped in the sea and swam toward the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这就新约主耶稣基督向圣徒们的显现，永远是从里面显现。The
New Testament, when Jesus appears to the disciple or to the believers, there's always an appearing from within.
在加拉太书第一章16节的时候，保罗这样说。In
Galatians chapter 1 verse 16, Paul says,
神乐意将他的儿子
And God is willing to reveal His Son within us.
主耶稣今天从我们里面来显现他的荣耀。
And the Lord Jesus reveals His glory from within us.
你要知道那一天晚上彼得已经很累了。
That night, Peter was extremely exhausted.
因为他打了一整夜的鱼啊。
Because he fished all night.
因为你想想看，你打不到鱼，你是不是用更大的力量去打鱼，是不是？
Brothers, if you have no strength to fish, if you've caught nothing, you will use more of your strength to try to catch something.
会不会？
Is that not so?
你就是因为打不到鱼嘛，所以你就更用力打鱼嘛。
Because you caught nothing, you spend more of your effort to try to catch something.
所以他那个时候他已经是精疲力尽了。
So by that time, he was completely exhausted.
而且打了一整夜的鱼，到了第二天早上，他肚子也饿了。
And after the entire night of labor, the morning came and he's hungry.
哪里来的力量叫他束上衣服，马上跳到海里面，还游到岸边。
What gave him the strength to put on his garment, jump in the sea, and swim toward Jesus?
用人的言语来说，我们的词全部用尽。And
with the words of man, we've exhausted our words.
没有一个人能够用我们的言语来说到这个显现的能力。And
nobody can express the power of God's appearing.
就好像那一天血肉的妇人一摸到主耶稣他那个裙摆的那个长袍的那个边边的那个蓝色的细带子。Just
like that woman who's been bleeding for so many years has touched Jesus' garment.
他说有能力从耶稣的身上流向他。And
she said there's power that came from his body.
他的血肉马上就止住了。Immediately
her bleeding stopped.
好像人的言语最多你就形容到这里了。And
that's all the words of man can express.
什么样的能力呢？
But what is that power?
只有那个妇人晓得。Only
that woman knew.
因为她亲身经历了那个能力。Because
she experienced it for herself.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们经历复活的耶稣，没有人能够取代。 没有人能够替代你经历的。Brothers,
nobody can experience this for you.
今天我们在上面再怎么交通，在底下我们再怎么交通，没有一个能够取代我们亲身的经历。No
matter how we speak from the pulpit, no matter how we fellowship with one another, nothing can replace our personal experience of Jesus appearing.
就像我们这个好像要死的身体得到那个复活，从死里复活的大能。And
just as this corrupted body will receive the power from on high, the resurrected power.
我刚才说到，做 实验做研究做到一个地步，我打了一整夜鱼，一条鱼都没有打到。And
I said that I continued my studies in graduate school, and I labor and I labor and I got nothing.
那是经过4年的时间啦。And
that's after 4 years.
从1984年到1988年。From 1984 to 1988。跟我同期进去的研究生在1年半就毕业了。And
those who has entered into grad school with me finished their degree in a year and a half.
我还站在原地。And
I was still in the same place.
Zero.
And I've gained nothing.
Me?
Zero.
那年的夏令会,
and that the summer conference of that year. And I really did not want to go. And I just didn't have the strength to go.
已经报名了,
I registered.
总是要中性嘛, 啊, 就去了, 报名就去了。
Okay, I gotta be faithful unto my registration, so I went.
到了第二天的早上
，On the second morning，
我一醒来
，I woke up，
我发现我躺在床上，我是一个死的人。
I realized as I was laying there, I'm a dead person.
我说我身体一点力量都没有。
And I feel like I have absolutely no strength within me.
我看见自己躺在上面，好像一个尸体，他躺在那里。
And I felt like I was just like a corpse lying there.
跟我同房的一个弟兄。
And there was a brother who dormed with me.
他说：“哎呦，聚会时间要到了，我们赶快去聚会啦。”
And he said, "Brother, it's time for us to go to our meeting. Let's get up."
我用了仅仅一点的力量，就告诉他：“哦，弟兄，你先去。”
And with a little bit of strength that I have, I said, "Brother, you go ahead. I'll be right there."
我知道我等一下来不了啊。
And I knew I would not gonna be. I won't make it.
啊，他离开了，他先走了。
So he left and he went.
我躺在床上。
And I was still there in bed.
我一点力量下。都没有力量下得了床了。
I felt like I had no strength to even get out of bed.
主耶稣显现。
And Jesus appeared to me.
不是我看见他。
It's not that I beheld him.
不是我的肉眼看见主耶稣显现。
It's not that the eyes of my flesh has held his appearing.
是主说话。
But Jesus spoke.
从里面说话。
And he spoke from within.
啊，我永远记得。
And I will always remember.
加拉太书第二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I am crucified with Christ.
现在活着的。
The life that I now live.
不再是我。
It's no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
For Christ who lives in me.
这一句话说到里面。
And this word came from within.
不晓得从哪里来的力量。
And I did not know where that strength
came from. 马上我就从床上跳下来。
And I leaped out of my bed.
我带着我的。诗歌，我就带着我的圣经，我就去聚会。
I took my hymnary and I took my Bible and I went to the meeting.
我说人的话到这里就说不下去了。
This is all I can express.
但是生活的经验马上就紧接着来。
But the experience of life came right after that.
因为我每一天我所要面对的就是我要去学校，我要进那个实验室。
Because every day when I go to school, I have to acknowledge the fact that I will have to continue with my study.
我发现有一点点不一样。
But I found something to be different.
每一天早上当我醒来的时候，我都是挣扎了很厉害。
And time passed. Every time I wake up in the morning, I struggle.
我一想到我要去那个实验室，我全身发软。
I think about the my lab that I have to go to. I just am completely weak.
我的脚全部都发软。
I feel that I have no strength in my legs.
我好像觉得我不能出门，我不能开车，我不能到那个实验室里面去。
I feel like I can't leave the house. I can't drive. I just can't get in that laboratory.
有一点跟以前不一样。
But one thing was different.
里面稍微有一个力量出来。
There's a strength that came from within.
你们稍微有一个力量出来了。
I could feel the strength beginning to grow.
我开始跟主祷告。
And I began to pray to the Lord.
很小声的祷告。
And very, very small voice.
很细微的祷告。
And very, very still voice.
主，我把这一天交给你。
I said, Jesus, I surrender this day to you.
你住在我的里面。
You live in me.
你是我的生命。
You are my life.
主，我不晓得今天我要做什么。
Jesus, I do not know what I'm going to do today.
你知道我要面临的难处。
But you know all the trials that I'll face this day.
我把自己交给你。
I surrender myself to you.
几乎每一天都是这样子过来的。
And every day, I went through my day that way.
过了两年。
And after 2 years,
学博士论文就写出来了。
And I finished my thesis for my doctoral degree.
我知道这不是我做的。
I know this is not of me.
我心里非常清楚。
My heart knows for certain.
我是跟我们这位主耶稣基督合作的。
And I've worked with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们信了主，我们有时候真的不晓得怎么过生活。
After believing in the Lord, sometimes we still don't know how to live our days.
摩西说。
Moses said.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子。
Teach us how to number our days.
好叫我们得着智慧的心。
That we may gain wisdom.
我不晓得从我们蒙恩得救到现在，有多少的日子是蒙主纪念的。
I don't know how many days since our days of being saved are the days that the Lord counts.
我不晓得有多少的日子是在神的面前算为有数的。
And I don't know how many of the days are the days that the Lord is remembered.
我不晓得有多少的日子，当我们走过来之后，我们里面会有一个确信：阿主不是我。我与你，你与我同行。
And I don't know how many days can we say, "Oh Lord, it is not I who walk, but it is you who walk with me."
弟兄姊妹们，主今天不仅救了我们，怎么召我们
？Brothers and sisters, not only does the Lord save us, He wants to call us.
And
he's delivering us from the power of the world.
To
call us into a fellowship with him.
We
need the Lord's continual appearing to us.
It's
not to say the Lord has appeared to us once, and that's sufficient. And twice.
It's
not only three times.
But
we need the Lord's continual appearing. But who will the Lord appear himself to?
我们或许会觉得, 哎呀,
and we say, oh, the Lord will only appear to his great disciples.
哦,看看圣经里面, 主都是跟大使徒,
and when you look at the scripture, God only appears to the great disciples and the great brothers.
主向彼得显现啊,
the Lord appeared to Peter.
彼得是什么样的人呢?
Who is Peter?
彼得是在主耶稣被卖那天晚上三次否认主名的人啊,
on the night that Jesus was sold, Peter forsook the Lord three times.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人都配得主耶稣向我们显现。
Every single one of us is worthy of Jesus appearing.
我希望弟兄姊妹能够听,
I pray that brothers may understand what I'm saying.
不是说我们多好多大,
it's not to say how wonderful we are that Jesus must appear to us. That night when Jesus was sold, and right before he used the last supper, and the disciples were arguing amongst themselves.
有一句话我读的时候，我真是觉得我们的主跟我们的人的意念差的。
And there was one word, as I read what Jesus said, I realized the thoughts of God is completely different from our thoughts. In Luke chapter 22, verse 28, how did Jesus speak to his disciples?
主耶稣说,我在磨练之中,常与我同在的就是你们。
And while I was in my trials, you are the ones that have been with me.
我再读一次。我在磨练之中, 常与我同在的就是你们。
And while I was in my trials, those who have been with me though this whole time has been you.
我们好像有时候读的时候觉得, 哎呀, 彼得常常说错话, 做错事, 门徒们也不那样子认识主耶稣, 顺服的也慢, 也不信。
And we say that Peter often spoke the wrong words and they're slow in believing.
但是主对他们的看法,
but the way Jesus saw them was different than the way we saw them.
耶稣基督自己纪念他们。
Jesus himself remembered them.
And
a lot of times when we're living in the church, allow me to say this. And we are much more severe towards one another than how the Lord has been with us. And the disciples are arguing who should be the greatest. But Jesus treasured them. Jesus remembered them.
主耶稣还要得着他们,
and Jesus still wants to lay hold of them.
他知道彼得当天晚上要否认他三次,
Jesus knew that Peter would first or deny him three times.
他还是纪念在肉身的里面, 他彼得常常跟他在一起,
and he still remembers that Peter was with him all the time.
而且所经过的都是一些磨难的日子,
and the trials they walked together.
到底谁是真正爱主?
Who really loves the Lord?
你说我说都不算,
doesn't matter who says it. Only God knows.
若有人爱神,
if anyone loves God,
这人乃是神所知道的,
he is known by God.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 都不要彼此论断,
brothers and sisters, do not judge one another.
主知道,
God knows.
主知道彼得爱他,
the Lord knows Peter loves him.
主知道约翰爱他,
the Lord knows John loves him.
但是这个爱不完全,
but this love is not yet perfected.
但是这个爱好像也在他们经历的时候不完全到一个地步让他们跌倒了。
But this love, though it's not complete, and it caused them to stumble. But Jesus knew that they loved him. Jesus appeared to those who loved him. Peter understood his own love. His love for Jesus was completely revealed to him when he denied Jesus. He dare not trust that love. He says he knows, today I have a new love from the Lord. When he believes that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, he knew that love was in him.
弟兄姊妹们, 今天这爱, 都在我们的里面。
Brothers and sisters, today this love is in each and every one of us.
虽然我们今天爱主，不像主那样子爱我们。
Though we do not love the Lord as He loves us.
那个距离差得太远。
And the distance is so different.
那个程度差得太大。
And the magnitude is so different.
但是这个爱真是在我们的里面。
But this love is truly in us.
主耶稣要向爱他的人显现。
Jesus will appear to those who love Him.
主耶稣向彼得显现。
Jesus appeared to Peter.
所以彼得在写彼得前书的时候，他这样说。
So when Peter wrote 1 Peter, he said.
他对他所传福音的那一些的信主的儿女说。
And he spoke to those who he preached the gospel to.
他说我们虽然没有见过他。
He said though we have not seen him.
却是爱他。
Yet we love him.
如今虽不得看见。
Though we cannot behold him.
所以信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
But we have this unspeakable joy that is within us.
所以主耶稣向爱他、向信他的人显现。
So Jesus appears to those who believe him and who loves him.
这个信心也不是我们自己的信心啊。
This faith does not come from us.
主耶稣那一天为彼得祷告。
That day Jesus prayed for Peter.
彼得说：“哎呀，众人为你的缘故跌倒。”我总不跌倒。
And Peter said, though all may stumble because of you, I will not stumble.
我就是下监狱，我就是与你同死，我不会否认你的名的。
Even if I were to be locked up and die with you, I will not deny your name.
那一天，主耶稣为彼得祷告。
But that day, Jesus prayed for Peter.
他知道彼得这个信心一定倒。
And Jesus knew that this faith will fall.
因为这不是从主来的信心。
Because that did not come from the Lord.
那一天，耶稣亲自为彼得祷告。
And that day, Jesus prayed for Peter.
他说。我为你祷告。
And he said, Peter, I pray for you.
我叫你不致失去信心。
That you will not lose your faith.
你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄们。
And when you have returned, you will strengthen your brothers.
弟兄姊妹们，我们一切都是从主所接受的。
Brothers and sisters, all that we have received from the Lord.
都在我们里面。
It's all within us.
这爱、这信都在我们里面。
This love, this faith is in us.
仇敌今天要做一个工作。
Satan wants to do one thing.
把疑惑摆进来。
To put doubts within us.
把不信摆进来。
To put unbelief in us.
哦，你里面没有爱。
Oh, you don't have love.
你里面没有信。
You do not have faith.
你不能爱主。
You are not able to love the Lord.
你不能信他。
You aren't able to believe
him. 你不能跟随他。
You can't follow him.
这都是仇敌的声音。
These are the words of the evil one.
但是亲爱的主要向所有爱他、信他的儿女显现。
The dear Lord will appear to all his children who loves him and believes him.
要把这个爱从我们里面吸出来。
And he will draw out this love from within us.
那一天问彼得的问题何等的难回答。
And how difficult for Peter to answer the Jesus question.
西门彼得，你爱我比这些更多吗？
Simon Bar-Jonah, do you love me more than thee?
看看你身边六个同伴。
Look at your companions.
哪一个像你一样当天否认我三次？
Which one of them has denied me three times like you?
现在我问你，你敢说你爱我比他们都爱我的多吗？
Now I ask you, do you dare to say that you love me more than them?
哎呀，彼得回答的真是好。
And Peter answered so marvelously.
说主啊，是的。
Said Jesus, yes.
你知道我爱你。
You know that I love you.
他把他自己全然的生命的爱完全放下来。
He laid down his natural love.
在信心的里面仰望耶稣基督的爱。
And in faith, he laid hold of the love of Jesus Christ.
这个爱还要来成就他。
And this love would complete him.
这个爱还要来挽回他。
And this love will restore him.
这个爱还要叫他过一个不一样的生活。
And this love will cause him to live a life that is different.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
耶稣基督显现。把他在我们里面的爱一直吸引出来。
And Jesus appeared time after time to draw out this love from
us. 你觉得今天对主的爱冷淡了吗？
You feel that you've grown cold toward him.
在这个世界上过生活，是的。
In this world, yes.
就像马太福音所说的。
Just as Matthew said.
爱心逐渐冷淡了。
Our love has grown cold.
需要主来向我们显现。
We need Jesus appearing.
需要主把我们的爱向着他的真实的爱吸引出来。
And we need the Lord to draw out the true love towards him.
需要把这个爱扩大在我们的里面。
To broaden this love within us.
需要把这个爱充满在我们的里面。
To fill us with this love.
弟兄姊妹们，这个爱太宝贝了。
Brothers and sisters, this love is so precious.
还有五分钟的时间，我们就不交通别的太多的。
In 5 minutes, I will not speak too much.
约翰福音记载三次主耶稣向门徒显现，复活的耶稣向门徒显现。The
Gospel of John accounts for us three times Jesus appearing to the disciples.
每一次显现都不是单独向一个门徒显现。And
every time he appeared, he did not just appear to one.
每一次的记载都向门徒们众人显现。And
every time he appeared, he appeared to the disciples.
当然，主会向我们个人显现。Yes,
the Lord will appear to each and every one of us individually.
但是主的心更乐意向众人显现。
But the Lord's heart is more, it's even more zealous to appear to us all.
当众人聚集的时候,
and when we congregate together,
and
Jesus will appear in our midst.
我特别宝贝在我们当中的波平聚会,
and I really treasure our breaking of bread meeting.
我昨天就听到一个这样子的见证,
and yesterday I heard of this testimony.
当弟兄姊妹们他们稍微得到一点主的力量的时候,
and when brothers and sisters gain a little bit of the Lord's strength,
他们第一个的反应就是我们的波平聚会要怎么样 能够更多来赞美主。
And they say, how do we praise the Lord even more in our breaking of bread?
我们的波饼聚会要怎么样更满有耶稣基督的同在？
How do we fill it with Jesus' presence?
所以他们时间一到说, 哎呀, 弟兄怎么早就来了。
And before the time began for that meeting, all the brothers and sisters came.
当他们站在波饼纪念主的时候,
and when they were breaking bread, remembering the Lord, and the Holy Spirit came.
有一对夫妇还没有信耶稣的,
and there was a couple that did not yet believe Jesus.
当时就被圣灵充满,
and that moment they were filled by the Holy Spirit.
一直流泪不止啊,
and they continued weeping.
礼拜三就要求教会为他受浸,
and on Wednesday they requested the church baptize them.
但是当礼拜二当教会的负责弟兄去跟他们交通的时候,
and Tuesday night when the responsible brothers,
哎呀, 他们心里面清楚喜乐的不得了啊,
and they were so certain, and you could see the you know the joy from within them.
他说弟兄啊我已经浸过一次了,
and they say, brothers, we've been baptized already.
说在波饼聚会里面我用我的眼泪已经被浸过一次了,
and with my tears in the breaking of bread I was baptized already.
耶稣基督的爱
and the love of Jesus Christ was revealed.
没有第二个地方, 只有在十字架上显出来,
and it's only on the cross.
我们剥饼, 我们纪念耶稣基督为我们死,
and when we break this bread and remember his death for us,
我们纪念耶稣基督为我们复活,
we remember his resurrection,
我们纪念耶稣基督的爱,
we remember his love,
我们纪念耶稣基督还要在这个机会向我们显现,
and we remember that he will continue to appear in our midst.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
世人不懂, 神儿女应该清楚,
the world may not know, but God's people ought to know. And to treasure this communion. Especially when we all come together. Our hearts towards the throne. Our hearts toward Jesus crucified. And our hearts need to be moved by His love. And our hearts need to be laid hold of by this love. And our love needs to be drawn out by His love. And Jesus will appear in our midst. And Jesus will walk in our midst. Brothers and sisters, if we do not have this appearing, we cannot live this new life. We thank the Lord. If we truly have labor all night and caught nothing, it is when Jesus will appear. And Jesus will appear to those who love Him and believe Him. Today we are all His beloved.
Amen.
Amen.